A little-known wrong in the civil rights era is being addressed in Williamsport, Pennsylvania today when the Little League honors members of a team that did not get to play back in 1955. Then Charleston, South Carolina's YMCA created the state's first all-black Little League baseball team, but the white teams would not play them. In fact, the white teams withdrew from the league. So the all-black team was declared champion by default, and the National Little League offered the team a concession. The 14 boys could go to Williamsport for its World Series. John Bailey was a member of that Little League team. He remembers boarding a school bus with other players and traveling all night, stopping only to switch buses when the first one accidentally caught fire. And not even that, he said, deterred the team.
Man, we were shining, bright, eager, enthusiastic, ready to play ball, ready to play Little League baseball in 1955.
So you got to the ballpark, and then what happened?
Got to the ballpark. We were detailed to special seats near the front, watching the other teams, and near the batter's box. Our coaches were in the stand. We had some representatives from the Little League there sitting next to us. So we were all there just patiently waiting to get to the field because we believed that some way, somehow, the powers to be could make this happen. If it's no more than playing a game that wouldn't go down in the record books, but just to play, you know. But we never played. We watched the whole All-Star Championships, the whole series. We did not play.
I gather from reading about this game that the crowd, though, was on your side.
Yeah. The crowd was just as shocked and amazed that in America in 1955, that 10 to 12-year-old boys traveled all this way, almost 800 miles, and here they are sitting as spectators without an opportunity to play in the World Series. They called out, they said, let them play, let them play, let them play. And we were there in that stand, sitting there, crying out, you know, eyes out. The crowd was excited, and they've heard stories about how this team from South Carolina, and I guess that's what started them, you know. It wasn't orchestrated or anything. It just was a natural thing that happened.
Even all these years later, it's just a terrible story, and it's a terrible story how you tell it because it, even now, it seems to get to you.
Yeah. I'm getting a little welled up about this now because it's painful. When I look and try to define what happened to us, we missed an opportunity, but America missed an opportunity. Some of us may have had potential to go on to play professional baseball, and some of us had desire to do that. But I guess with having seen the system just beat you down, you know.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen. You know, all the hopes and dreams were destroyed. There was no possibility for any of us to go through the system at the time, you know, to make it happen.
The head of the Little League, describing this honor to be given to you, your team, said there is no way to right the wrong perpetrated on these boys, but that the Little League would be honored to have the team as its special guests this year.
You can't right the wrong. It's impossible to do that now. You can only bring awareness about what happened and try not to repeat this ever again to anybody.
John Bailey, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
John Bailey is now a real estate investor and contractor in Silver Spring, Maryland. He and the 11 other surviving members of South Carolina's 1955 first black team will be at the Little League World Series today.